With just a few weeks to go until young Catholics from across the globe start gathering in Australia for celebrations leading up to World Youth Day, final preparations are in full swing for this major event. Several hundred thousand young pilgrims will spend a few days in the different Australian dioceses, experiencing something of the church down under, before making their way to Sydney for a culminating vigil and mass with Pope Benedict XVI on July 19th and 20th. One of the challenges facing church leaders and those taking part in this event, though, is just how they can best share this unique experience with those unable to make the journey to Australia. In response to that challenge, over 30 young people from dioceses across England and Wales are now being trained as World Youth Day communications officers, receiving intensive training in how to write press releases, conduct interviews, put together podcasts, or handle a video camera.
To try and convey to people here, whether they're young or not, something of the flavour of Sydney, why they're going, what's happening there, and to share the good news, essentially.
That's Bishop Kieran Connery of the Diocese of Arundel and Brighton, who chairs the Catholic Youth Services Department of the Bishop's Conference. He's been part of training day initiatives that have taken place in Liverpool and London under the guidance of the Catholic Communications Network and other agencies of the Bishop's Conference.
The purpose of the training was to, first of all, give them a range of skills, so writing skills, speaking skills, listening skills, and to be able to talk to other young people in Sydney and get their views and impressions, experiences down, both on paper, on disc, on tape, and even indeed to film them. So it was to give them all those skills, but also to try and give them skills in coaxing other young people to speak about themselves. So it was a whole range of skills, not just technical in terms of mechanical, but also in terms of what they're there for, what they can share with others who are not going. Again, to convey the good experience we hope they'll have.
And so they're expected to send back press releases, audio files, films,
yes,
perhaps?
Yes, we're taking a film cameraman with us. Yes, audio files, video files, and written statements. We hope all that will come back on a daily basis. It won't just be at the end of the 2 weeks, but each day to send back and say, this is what's happening today.
There is a risk, though, almost of being flooded out with information, though, isn't there? Whether it is audio, video, or the written word, it's difficult to perhaps focus on getting more quality and less quantity.
Well, obviously, people here will be selective in what they use. We expect that. So I think the hope is that if we bring enough or send enough back, some of it will be used. But we're conscious that there was very poor coverage in this country for Cologne, for the last World Youth Day. But we're hoping that because this is an English-speaking venue now in Australia, there might be a little more interest here. And obviously, of course, there's still a great deal of interest in Pope Benedict himself. I know it's his second World Youth Day, but there's still a remarkable degree of interest in the man.
Now, when you say there wasn't so much reporting on Cologne, are you talking about engaging with the secular media or with the Catholic media in particular?
Obviously, the secular media, first of all, but the Catholic media was good. But I think, you know, after so many World Youth Days with Pope John Paul II, the interest was less. But we're hoping that there'll be a renewed interest now in Australia.
I've seen quite a lot of negative reporting already about the security nightmare for Sydney residents, the cost to taxpayers, the usual kind of stories that come out ahead of these World Youth Days. Are you training your young people to combat that kind of picture in a way?
Oh, yes. We, in fact, the day we had the training, there was an interesting little piece, which very few people had seen, on the sports pages of one of the England newspapers, The Guardian. And that was about the controversy over the racecourse for the final mass. So the news is getting round, but as you say, it's not always the most positive. And also, of course, the negative impact of flying, you know, 250,000 people halfway around the world. That's going to be something they'll have to deal with. You know, what's your carbon footprint to get here?
And what kind of answers are you coming up with, as I say, in response to these rather negative stories?
Well, I suppose we've got to try and achieve a balance, that there is a cost to everything, but we hope that weighing all the the advantages and disadvantages of this event. The advantages will outweigh the disadvantages, that we have 250,000 young people with very high aspirations, high ideals, very positive values. You're bringing them together, and we're hoping that that will, wherever they go back to, make the world they live in a better place.
Every nation, every tribe, come together to worship you. In your presence we delight, and we will follow to the ends of the
Around 1,500 lucky young pilgrims will be travelling from the UK to Australia with bishops from across the country. Let's hear now from two of them, first Sean, then Lizzie, who will be travelling as communications officers from the Diocese of Clifton in the southwest of England.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to World Youth Day in Sydney. We've got four of us going, me, my brother Matt, Lucy and Annabelle.
So you're well supported by the parishioners over there and the parish priest?
Yeah, we've had donations from the parishioners, and we've organised events. We've done quizzes, sort of dance evening coming up. So, yeah, we're doing well with fundraising as well.
Why do you want to go to World Youth Day, Sean?
I don't know. I think it's just a great opportunity. I mean, I've been a Catholic all my life. I think when I was in year eight, I think it was about 2003, I went to Walsingham. Which is like another place in Norfolk for like a pilgrimage, and that was the second time I went, and I thought it really made a difference to me. And since then, I don't know, I've really sort of been encouraged by my faith, and I think this will be another step to meet other people.
Oh, I'm Lizzie Creevy. I'm a student in Birmingham, but I'm coming on Bath Parish, Our Lady in St Alphage. Training to be a teacher, so I'm very involved with youth work. And I went on the last World Youth Day, and I found it's just such a really good experience to meet other young people and other young Catholics from all the different countries in the world. So when the opportunity came for me to go to World Youth Day in Sydney, I jumped at the chance. It's really going to be a really good time, I think. It looks like they've put a lot of thought into this, and they're welcoming us with open arms. Yeah, it should be good.
Like Liz said, it would be great to meet other people my age, and I think it's something that I wanted to do in the future, is actually see if I can, you know, spread the faith a bit more, because you find a lot of young people now about sort of, I don't know, 18 to 20 age or whatever, and they don't really attend Mass anymore, and I think it's a bit of a shame. And I think World Youth Day will really help to spread the faith.
Bread of life we were, should be you. Emmanuel we were, should be you.
Bishop Kieran, you say you've got a large group going from your own diocese there of Arundel and Brighton in the south of England. What kind of preparations have you been involved in over these past months?
Well, we've been meeting regularly, mainly, I must say, to pray and reflect. Some of it's been practical, you know, what it means to go to Sydney, what will happen when we get there. But the group has met, first of all, to get to know one another. That's been an important part of it, so that, you know, all that's been done by the time they get to Australia. They're a very positive group. See, I've met them three or four times. So the preparation's been excellent. They started fundraising themselves very soon after Cologne. So the preparation's been long, and they're getting quite excited now that it's drawing nearer.
The fundraising is an important part of it, isn't it? Showing a real commitment to this kind of event.
Yes, they're not just relying on other people supplying money. They've been doing fundraising. They had a fundraising walk a few weeks ago. They walked from the cathedral to a parish down on the coast, and they were sponsored for that. They slept in the parish hall overnight, then we celebrated Mass together the next morning. And they've been working quite hard, and also trying to publicise the fact that they are going, publicise the fact that we have good, committed, young Catholic people in our parishes and dioceses.
One of the most positive experiences on these World Youth Days is often the exposure to young Catholics, young Christians from so many different parts of the world, countries so far away from their own experiences. You expect that this will be very much part of the experience this time too?
I don't know about that, because I think one of the barriers there is simply language, and also the fact that young people tend to stick together with their own group, especially if it's a group they know very well by the time they get there. So I wouldn't place too much emphasis on that. I think they'll see that they belong to a universal church. They'll see that their church is far greater than the ordinary boundaries of their own experience. But their most important contacts are their local contacts. And what we hope to get out of this are future leaders for our Catholic community. And we see that many of those who are going to Sydney came with us to Cologne, some went to Rome, to Paris, to Canada. So we're planting seeds, we hope, which will bear fruit in years to come.
Receive the power from the Holy Spirit.
The people coming over to Sydney are going to be hosted for a number of days beforehand, aren't they, in different places around the country, around the different dioceses in Australia. This is almost as important as the actual World Youth Day gathering with the Pope, isn't it?
It is, really. That's what gives them a flavour of the local church. Our young people are going inland because we're staying on the seafront for the final week. So they're going inland to Hunter Valley, to the Diocese of Maitland and Newcastle, which will be interesting for them.
And for you, going along as one of the leaders of this group of young people from Britain, the Cardinal is coming with you, isn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. Most of the bishops are coming.
What does it mean for you to be surrounded by these crowds of young, enthusiastic people?
It's very encouraging. The young people tend to get a bit of a bad press. They're often reported very negatively, that, you know, they have no interest in things, they have no values, they have no... But that's not true. What you can say of young people, you can say of any generation. But our young people are particularly enthusiastic, of course, because they have energy, they have vision, they have imagination, they have enthusiasm, and they do have faith. And it's those things that I'll come away from Sydney encouraged by, and supported by, and renewed by.
And my thanks there to Bishop Kieran Connery of Arundel and Brighton, head of the Catholic Youth Services Department of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.